Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 23rd. First of all, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy the time with your family. But please, please be careful out there with these cold temps. These are very dangerous temps. I want to make sure everybody gets to where they're going safe and sound. So please be very careful out there and enjoy the Christmas holiday. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 4.5 cents at 665, March wheat up 6.5 cents at 768.75, and March beans up 8.25 cents at 1480.25. March Kansas City wheat was up 5.25 cents. This morning we've got crude oil up 217 a barrel. The Dow Jones looks to be a little bit lower. Metals just a little bit higher. We were strong overnight as the cold weather grips the nation. Certainly, we've done some damage with winter kill out here, but the wheat hasn't. Chicago wheat's barely reacted. Kansas City's up about 27 cents this week, so a little bit more impact there than in Chicago. But this weather is going to cause some damage. Do the funds want to be short 54,000 contracts going into the long weekend? I wouldn't think so. So I think if we see anything here today, it would most likely be the wheat leading us up. Now, the beans were higher with the oil up 71 ticks as crude oil pushes higher here. I don't know that I agree with that. The weather in Argentina and Brazil is a little bit better. They're getting rains. They're going to get more rains today and tomorrow. In Mato Grosso, the number one soybean producing area, they've cut 1% of the beans so far. So the Brazilians are getting an early jump on this harvest, trying to take advantage of these high prices out here. And every day that goes by, we'll see more beans cut. And that just means that the U.S. is probably going to lose out on a lot of export business over the next month. We did have some export sales this morning, 120 beans to unknown, 150 corn to Mexico. I continue to believe that Mexico, if we can get this GMO situation resolved, is going to become a much more important trading partner in the next couple of years. Really don't have much else here. I think, with the crude oil up and the weather as cold as it is, we're probably going to see some higher prices here. But it should be very low volume. It's just a matter of what the funds want to do with the wheat, I think. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.